Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
Are you one of those people that likes to go, "I don't want to go to the doctor"? Meh. Everybody around you is like, "Hey, like your finger's off. It'll grow back. It's just a cold. Your finger is off.
It's just a cold."
Are you one of those people? And if you are, this might be one of those segments that makes you go, "Maybe I'm making bad decisions." I doubt it, because that is a mindset that I don't know where it comes from, but we all tell other people to a degree. Every one of us will tell somebody else, "I think you should see a doctor." And then when it's you, you're like, "I'm pretty sure this bone will go back inside the skin." Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
You don't, I mean, it's no fun. You're like, even if it's going to get you better.
I don't want to be a burden.
Yeah.
So a bunch of doctors were sharing the moments they finally saw a patient. And that patient was, slow playing how sick they were or how damaged they were. And the doctor's like, "Wow, they were almost dead." Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, this very first one, if you're eating your breakfast right now, maybe press pause.
Big mouth.
Especially if there's anything you're eating that looks like a toe. This doctor had a patient brought in by her son who took care of her. "When she arrived to our unit, I performed a skin assessment, took off her socks, and found a fallen off gangrenous toe."
Oh, no. The toe just came off in the sock?
Wow.
Yeah, you've waited a little long to go to the doctor.
Little piece of cinnamon monkey bread.
Oh, God.
I wonder how long it's been off.
That's a good question. "Seems fake, and I wish it was, but it's the nastiest thing I've ever seen. The son said he had no idea when the mother's foot became that bad."
Jeez.
I don't think you're a very good caretaker.
No.
I mean, incredible timing if it had just fallen off that day. Like, she put her socks on, and then it fell off, and then she went to the ER. But I wonder, I'm sure that those socks had been on for...
I'm guessing
a long time.
Way long.
Oh, that is.
Way long.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
A little weird long stone.
You know, Alan smelled too.
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
Gangrene? Oh, yeah.
There are no candles at Bed Bath & Beyond that smell like gangrene.
Yeah.
No.
Alan in Pennsylvania. Hello, Alan.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. Did you wait a little too long to go to the doctor?
Yeah, so it was the Christmas season, and okay. I was employed by one of the large charitable organizations with the ringing bells.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And I was in charge of a lot of locations where I had to be, working with the volunteers, collecting money, setting up kettles. Anyway, it was a busy time, and I started to get this. It wasn't exactly a stomach ache; it was a little bit lower than what normally a stomach virus would have felt, but I thought, well, it's just some kind of weird stomach bug.
Right.
And for about a week, there was a lot of pain, but it went away, I guess because I wasn't eating a lot of spicy food, or I don't know why the pain went away, but so for about 2 weeks, I was okay. Anyway, went out to Buffalo Wild Wings with some friends, and I did the hot wing challenge, my first time ever at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay,
and,
so you went for it.
All right. You're like, "Screw it, my stomach already hurts."
Dive in.
Well, no, I didn't have any pain at this point. The pain had gone away.
I healed myself.
So,
by not eating.
You were healthy.
Well, you know what? I was raised by a Depression-era farm kid who went off and fought in World War II, and so...
Yeah, doctors were for pussies. Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of true. Anyway, so what happened, Alan?
So later that night, I was in a lot of pain, and I spent the whole night shivering and cold sweats, not really being able to sleep. At one point, my wife got annoyed with me for keeping her awake. So I went out onto the couch to sleep because I was shivering and keeping her awake. The next morning, she
must have been annoyed.
She found me curled up on the couch, and she said, "I think we need to get you to the doctor." So she took me to the doctor. They called the ambulance and had me transported to the hospital. And it turned out that I had had diverticulitis, or which diverticulosis, whichever one is the perforations. Well,
that's for, like the leaky one.
Yeah, exactly.
So for at least a month, I had been, you know, leaking, and
like leaking from your intestines into your body, right?
Into my body, yes, that's right.
Yeah. They say that's bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. So I spent a week in the hospital while they got the infection under control, and then it was so inflamed that they couldn't do surgery because the stitches wouldn't have held. So for 6 weeks,
your skin was so brittle.
So for 6 weeks, I had to be on a bland diet so the inflammation would go down. They had me on medicine on bland diet.
After then 3 weeks, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings, and I'm like, I'm going to win this. I'm feeling good now.
I'll get you this time.
Now I got you.
Come here, Atomic Hot, and I'll punch you right in your smelly nose.
Yeah, well, anyway, they removed 39 inches of my large intestine, and I learned not to ignore that kind of pain anymore.
Yes.
39 inches.
How long is your large intestine?
A small child. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't know, there's 5 feet.
It's about 5 feet. It's 11 inches left.
So, yeah, they took a lot of it.
I mean, if you eat an Oreo, does it come out broken in half?
Yeah.
There's nothing left to digest. Just like, pew, shooting it out. Man, Alan, that is scary. Yeah. Scary stuff.
Okay.
This one.
That's cool.
Elderly woman fell at home and broke both femurs. Her son thought she needed to rest, so he carried her to bed and let her lay there for 3 days before another family member called 911.
Genius.
That is like elder abuse, I think.
Yeah.
I hope, if I get old and can't take care of myself, that whoever is taking care of me, i.e. one of my sons, I hope they're not stupid.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's every parent's, like, dream, is that their kids aren't stupid. But a lot of kids end up stupid.
It's certainly
as
the wish.
Adults, you know, they end up dumb adults. And so I hope mine aren't those.
A farmer in his 70s reluctantly came in with his wife, this text says, after falling over outside while wrangling a sheep a week earlier. He did not want to be there. He made that clear, that he had been forced to come by his wife, who was worried about him. On questioning and examining, he was pale, short of breath, and clearly in pain all over the right side of his chest, but not wanting to show it. We talked him into x-ray after some time and blood tests and showed he had broken, quote, loads of ribs, punctures his lung, and had bled profusely into his chest and was now anemic.
Good.
Meanwhile, he's like, it's just bruising. Loads of ribs.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, yeah. You only want loads of ribs if you're at Chili's.
Barbecue sauce.
Loads.
Make sure it's not the spicy one.
Yeah.
Internal bleeding.
That song hits different.
Yeah,
when the bass line is internal bleeding. I had a patient come in saying he could not see. How long's that been happening? About 5 days.
Oh man.
Asked him why he didn't come in earlier. He said, I thought it might be a cold or something.
Yeah, that's always a huge symptom of a cold is blindness.
Oh, I've got the blind flu. What is that? I can't see.
Yeah, our friend Alan just has a cold.
Yeah. Give him some Sudafed.
Yeah, get him some Airborne.
Yeah. Has anyone ever thought to give him some vitamin C?
Yeah, it relieves temporary blindness.
Oh, I can see now.
Everybody knows that.
I mean, clearly they've only been giving him Tylenol.
Mm-hmm. When people say that they went temporarily went blind, my immediate thought was, were you terrified? Like, what's it like?
I would be.
Temporarily. I wake up sometimes and my vision's a little smudged, right? Just blurred for a second. And that terrifies me, like, oh, no, it's happening. And I couldn't imagine waking up and not being able to see, and then I got to be in a hospital for this. Is this ever going to come back?
Right.
Yeah.
When you, oh, man, anybody else?
I'm bird boxing it around the house or whatever that stupid movie was called.
Anybody else ever have it when you were a kid where you'd get so much more sleep in your eyes and you'd wake up and your eye once in a while would be kind of gunked shut?
Yeah, when I was really little and gross.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it happens to the kids every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. It's that just like a shell of crust.
Oh, that happened to me like 2 or 3 weeks ago when I had my puffy eyelid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
When all of a sudden Hot Wings needed his glasses for 2 days.
It was like, well, and I wore those just to hide.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I didn't need him to see. I wanted to hide it.
Okay, so dude who had been blind for 5 days and was thinking that it's probably a cold, that's not the end of this. During the exam, I asked him to move his legs, and he responded, "Oh, I can't do that."
What?
I said, "How long have you been unable to move your legs or walk?" And the wife said, "About 2 years. When his legs stopped working, they borrowed a friend's wheelchair and just kept rolling along, no pun intended."
What?
Never saw a doctor about it. Turns out he had had multiple strokes with multiple risk factors he never addressed. Given how little insight he appeared to have into the condition, I honestly felt sorry for him. They didn't have insurance, so I'm sure that played a role in him avoiding seeing the doctor.
Damn. Mm.
Probably.
America.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to skip this one that starts with the word maggots.
Okay.
No, you're not.
Oh, don't skip that one. Somebody's eating rice right now, and it'd be funny.
Let's vote. I vote skip.
Steve? I vote read.
Kelly?
I kind of want to hear it. Read.
I was counting on you.
I know. I'm sorry.
You don't even need to ask me.
Yeah, Howings already has a halfsy.
Yeah.
Maggots in the abdominal genital skin folds. I know.
In the abominable stomach.
I want to be a dentist.
Did you say skin folds?
I did.
That makes it so much
Can
worse.
You repeat that whole sentence?
Maggots in the abdominal genital skin folds of a woman who refused to let her daughter take her to the doctor until the smell was so bad. The neighbors complain.
No.
What?
I mean, that could mean apartment. I'm just assuming it's actual house neighbor.
But she's got such a maggoty stink cooch that like the neighbors can smell it.
I know. The skin folds are like pop rocks.
That's
maggots.
That's bad. Oh my
God. She had a moopa instead of a poopa.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, no.
Tries to sit on a bar stool. It looks like two fresh pieces of pizza being pulled apart.
I love pizza.
That's definitely the takeaway.
But with black olives all over it.
Yeah.
She was impatient for weeks with dressing changes that needed 4 people to do it at a time.
Oh, bless those 4 people.
Because they had to hold stuff apart and push stuff in places.
Oh, my God.
Is this one of those my 600-pound lifers? Like one of those, you think?
One would think, right?
Right? That's what I'm picturing.
They don't make that clear, but I mean, I doubt it was a CrossFitter.
Not likely. No.
No, more like the Gilbert Grape of CrossFitters.
No. They just squeeze their Kegels.
That was the day I met
the maggots.
Gilbert Grape and his mom at the powerhouse gym where we lifted tires.
She was a tire.
Oh, let's see. 1-800-947-3979. Had a guy show up at my clinic one day with a complaint of finger swelling. He said his finger got swollen and painful about a week prior, just got worse and worse, and about 3 days prior to coming, a hole opened up in the tip of his finger.
Oh boy. Okay.
This is where I would have personally gone to the doctor said.
Yeah, as soon as a hole emerges where there was not a hole, I'm going to the doctor.
So come the day of the visit, he said, "By the way, I pulled something out of the hole in my finger yesterday with a pair of tweezers. I don't know what it is." Oh, this next
part. Oh, no. Are you going to have to lay down?
Maybe.
Oh, boy. Maybe you should skip this one. How about you walk out in the hallway and I'll come over and read it?
I'm going to do it. If I have to lay down for a bit, I'll sleep through
All right.
Revisited Dumber Than the Show trivia.
You know what helps get me through all these like gross things is enjoying other people be grossed out. That's what like keeps me in stasis.
Well, I'm going to really enjoy this.
Okay. All right. Do that.
So the day of the visit, he says, quote, "By the way, I pulled something out of the hole in my finger yesterday with a pair of tweezers. No idea what it is."
Mm-hmm.
I said, "You take a picture of it." And he produced a tissue from his shirt pocket. He didn't take a picture of it. He brought it in.
Okay.
It was his distal phalanx.
What is that?
I don't know what that is. But
the last bone in his finger.
Oh, my God. Okay, we need a cleanser.
The got some real conversation for your ass.
That must make banking difficult.
The bone had gotten infected, and the body basically tried to eject it.
What do you do with the food?
Thank you, Larry King. The guy pulled his fingertip out of his fingertip, man.
Cool beans.
Maitland, that's inappropriate.
That was something.
Real value shows up in reliability. You don't have to second guess. Like a set of Firestone all-season tires. They're designed to deliver confidence-inspiring wet weather traction and a quieter ride, no matter the road, season after season. Firestone all-season tires. For durability, you can count on. Just like people count on you. Firestone. Always dependable since 1900.
This is Julian Edelman from Games with Names. As a fellow dude, do you ever get that not-so-fresh feeling in your butt? That's because you're probably using the dry stuff to wipe. Wet, extra-large, flushable dude wipes get what toilet paper leaves behind in your behind. You wouldn't clean the tail end of your truck with dry paper towels. So why would you wipe with dry toilet paper? Wetter just cleans better. There are no more dingleberries, no more itch and irritation, just a deep, down-the-seam, confident clean. So don't fumble the ball with toilet paper. Stop being an a-hole to your b-hole. Drop the toilet paper. Available on Amazon and major retailers nationwide. Dude wipes, best clean, pants down.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.